Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
When we're in the field, there is no rush, no schedule, and no deadlines. Nature moves at its own pace. Being in the field provides the opportunity to slow down, clear our minds, and interact with the natural world.
This interaction builds a deep connection with the land, water, wildlife, and our hunting and fishing community. Some of the best stories are shared on the river while casting a fly, or when we return to camp at the end of the day.
These stories shared between family and friends shape our hunting and fishing heritage, and even short stories can make a huge impact.
Ride along with us as we bring you stories from hunters, anglers, and conservationists who live and breathe the outdoors. Welcome to A Field, a special series from NWF Outdoors and Artemis Sportswomen.
Hi, this is Jody Dixon. I'm a hunter, gardener, forager, an Artemis ambassador, and a dog mom. I'm out on a snowy trail in the Tongass National Forest in my home state of Alaska. This is a big contrast from a week ago when I was in Hawaii doing some archery hunting. And I did a short recording in the field after an archery hunt that I hope you'll enjoy. The wind has just started to blow, which I hope my recording is okay, but it's a welcome breeze. It's a very hot day. I have lava rock under my feet, and I have very tall grass pretty much all along one side, and to the other side of me I have more lava rock and some trees. It's very rough terrain. It's not super steep, but just the lava rock is very rough terrain. And I also have my compound bow at my feet, and it has one arrow with dirt on it, which is better than it having a little bit of blood and having had a bad shot. Still just catching my breath, a little bit elated, a little bit disappointed. I saw a group of sheep. I'm hunting in Hawaii, and I was following them, and they bedded down, and I was able to use my binoculars and see them. I think they saw me at one point, and they moved a little bit, and then I was really careful for them to not catch sight of me, to really be low, to be slow, and try to work around out of sight of them. And as I was doing that, I saw a billy goat bed down as well. And if I hadn't seen him bed down in the tall grass, there's no way I would have known he was there. Like, absolutely no way. And this ram, was also really hard to see, but his head was a little exposed, and I had a couple rocks as a reference, and I thought, okay, if I go around this knoll, the wind is in my favor, it's in my face, it'll be a little bit of cover for my sound of walking through the grass. Anyway, I do this big, slow stalk, sneaking around this knoll, and I start getting up over the knoll. I've dropped my pack. Here's a tip. It's nice to have your Hunter Orange on your pack if you drop it, so it's a little easier to find in tall grass and such. But I start looking over this knoll where the sheep were, and the billy goat had bedded just a little bit higher, and I see the billy goat feeding, and I see no sheep, no ram. And I thought, well, maybe the sheep moved out while I was, you know, behind the corner. And so I thought, kind of did my ranging with my range finder. Yep, okay, the billy's 30 yards, and get good solid footing. Take another deep breath, draw back, arrows knocked, draw back, and I kind of rise up so that I have a clear shot over the grass at the buoy. And then the sheep start to stand up, plural, the ewes, one smaller ram, and then the bigger ram that I was really excited to get stands up. And he stands up, he's moving, he turns and then stops, which I know is pretty common. They'll often, animals, if they don't totally know what has disturbed them, they'll get up, they'll move, but they'll pause to, you know, take a little, you know, check on the situation. And so the big ram did this, but I had already ranged and kind of in my mind had my 30 yard pin, you know, in my focus. And so I went from one billy to a ram to, oh, there's the biggest ram that happened to be closer, and I felt like my shot was good, but I was using my 30 yard pin on a billy that I had ranged at 30 yards, and yet I ended up shooting at a ram that was 20 yards. So I did find my arrow in the dirt, no blood, no hair. Again, that's a lot better than a bad hit and wounding an animal and losing one, but I was a little bummed. But I also feel like archery is a situation where there'll be a lot more close calls and a lot more almost had a shot situations than hunting with a rifle. So I've experienced, and honestly, I feel like I've appreciated the pros and cons of the archery today, and I will wrap up and see if I can go find my husband who's hunting turkeys. Have a great day, everybody.
You've been listening to Afield, a special series from NWF Outdoors and Artemis Sportswoman. NWF Outdoors is working to safeguard fish, wildlife, and their habitats to ensure that our sporting traditions remain strong now and into the future. Artemis is a group of bold, impassioned sportswomen who are out to change the face of conservation. For more storytelling, follow us on social media. Remember, conservation is not a spectator sport. Get engaged and speak up for the resources you love.
Anglers search for the one they call king, but who will take his throne? Tune in to Waypoint TV's Battle for Silver, Saturday, May 18th from 12 to 6 p.m. Eastern, presented by Abyss Battery. Waypoint TV.